I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You bet by QL Network. Wonderful Wednesday, Nick and Ken. Let's talk some NFL coaching hires. So sure. I thought the conversation we had last week around the Giants hiring of Brian Daboll was really smart, right? The betting take being, and like, we don't know, maybe Daboll's going to be great, maybe he's not, but it may present us with an opportunity to bet a Giants win total over next year. And like, kind of like the case that you made, the case that I made at least was, I think the Giants are far away from being like elite, from challenging for a title. I don't think they're terribly far away from being competent, and they're not going to be priced as competent in the market. And I think they could be competent next season. So maybe there's an opportunity.
What did we say we thought their win total would be? What did we say we thought
six,
it would be?
Six?
Last year it was seven.
It has to be less this year, right?
It does? With Joe Judge to Daboll?
Like, do we know that Dable's going to be great?
I think it's just the same. I think it's probably 6.5 or seven again.
If it's 6.5, I think that's an overbet, right? Depending on how the offseason goes.
I need to know who Washington's quarterback is, I guess, to actually know the answer to that question. The Eagles were 6.5, 7. They'll be more. I'll probably bet they're under. And then the Cowboys will be the same. They'll be like 11 or 10.5.
10.5, 11, yeah.
And that'll be fine. And I probably will have no opinion.
And depending on Washington's quarterback, really they'll be anywhere from what, like 7 to like 9.5, probably.
How close are they to the Giants? And how, it's basically like, are they the Eagles or are they closer to the Giants based on who's playing quarterback? They won't be to the Giants, but they'll either be like at the Eagles number or slightly under it, basically something like that.
All right. So we're going to touch on here the Bears and the Raiders. And then we will also talk about the Vikings if they hire Jim Harbaugh and what we think like their situation would be because we had some reports coming out from people that cover the Michigan Wolverines on Tuesday night that kind of a fait accompli. Harbaugh is going to be the next coach of the Vikings.
He's saying goodbyes to people. He wasn't in his office. He kind of like made it seem like he was out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he's got wearing purple khakis. So we'll talk Bears, Raiders, and Vikings. We'll start with the Bears. Last year, win total of 7.5. Went 6-11. So the Bears went under the old win total last year. Matt Nagy fired, Ryan Pace fired, and they are replaced with Ryan and Matt. Ryan, allow me to be the 7 millionth person to make that joke. Ryan Poles from Kansas City, the new general manager. Matt Eberflus, the Colts defensive coordinator, hired as the new head coach. Luke Getsy comes over from Green Bay to serve as the offensive coordinator now for Justin Fields and the Bears. So Fields is going to be the starting quarterback, obviously. Eberflus is going to be charged with like getting this defense back up to snuff. And really, I think the most critical thing of this team is going to be like, how is Getsy and company going to get Justin Fields to perform? Are they going to get weapons for him? So again, 7.5 last year, they went under. What's your early thought on what a win total could be for Chicago? Of course, this pending free agency and the draft, et cetera, here, and some opportunities that you might be able to forecast in advance.
Yeah. So I think the Bears present as a pretty interesting team next year, no matter who the coach was going to be. Whether it was going to be, is it Eberflus or Eberflus? I'm going to get it wrong a bunch of times.
I think it's Matt Eberflus. Eberflus. I think it's Eberflus. Jake is in Chicago. Jake, have you heard it pronounced one way or the other? I think it's Eberflus.
It is never, Eberflus.
Eberflus. There you go.
Thanks, Jake. I was guessing.
So Eberflus is the head. Whether he was going to be the coach or not, they present as an interesting team only because we always joke with coaching hires. That if it was like your team, then you be like being a Giants fan, we've talked about this with your team a lot, whether it was Joe Judge or even Daboll, like the idea of like, you want the unknown over the known quantity because the ceiling is higher with the unknown. Usually if it's a known quantity and you're getting them from another team, they probably aren't very good or their ceiling is like an average head coach in most
like
situations.
Andy Reid is like the outlier, like yeah. has all those years of success with Philly, doesn't get over the hump, they part ways, he's literally hired by the Chiefs.
It's like a once in a lifetime kind of like availability and then like hiring of a guy, because it's like if you have your guy, you just keep your guy for a really long time, but past when you should keep him usually in all
like, or you could be like Parcells and just like get a job, do it for a couple years until you're done, right. like force your way out and get
exceptions to every rule, right? And so I think
the check and resign on the back of a cocktail nap.
Right. So I think the reason the Bears present is interesting is that we say that about coaches all the time. We always need to be aware of it with second year quarterbacks. It's always needs to be like a discussion point where, yeah, sometimes it's not great. Like sometimes it doesn't look that good, right? Like, you know, Sam Darnold's second year, nothing to write home about necessarily, but there's always the potential for the second year quarterback sort of emergence to take place. And it's possible that it could happen with Fields only because he's a second-year quarterback. I have no idea whether it's going to happen or not, but it could happen. And you had Burrow in his second year take a monster step forward, and it wasn't just that there's a little bit more weapons and they spent a little bit more money, just a little bit more. It's also that his numbers in general are just way better, and he also didn't get hurt in the middle of the season. But year one to year two, he takes a jump. Lamar Jackson year one to year two took a massive jump. They brought in Greg Roman to like redesign the offense with him in mind. That ended up producing an MVP caliber season. The history is littered with examples of year one to year two quarterbacks taking leaps. This is not a new philosophy. So the Bears as just a team next year present is really interesting because it seems like they have a really wide range of possible outcomes, and not every team is going to be like that. Some teams are going to be like pretty narrow range of wins, honestly. Some of your bad teams might be like 3, 4, 5, and that's probably about it, you know? And some of your teams like the Bears, it might be like 5-12, you know? Like that might be your, just because you have an unknown quantity quarterback year one to year two situation. So they're definitely a team to have earmarked as like volatile, play extreme outcomes. Some of them will have to be positive probably in order to make those bets. But in terms of a win total expectation, I'm not even sure it's going to be that much different, actually. Some of it depends on the division. Is Rodgers still the quarterback of the Packers? That's going to be a pretty important part of it. Those are two games. The win probability in those games will change drastically if he's not. But there's still some room in the division to be pretty good. You know, if the number next year, it's Eberflus, it's Fields going into year two. If the number was either the same or like 7.5, 8, like something like that, I think that still makes like a pretty good amount of sense. And then it's more about the volatile outcomes to me as opposed to like the average outcome.
Yeah, I think it's probably like a no bet, right? Honestly, if that's the number, depending on what happens this offseason.
Right. But I think they could be a team where it's like crazy outcome to win the division prices. Like, let's see where Rodgers goes before we evaluate that. But like, you know, they're just, anytime you got those year one, year two quarterback teams and new coach, it just like everything flips over. There's at least like the chance with all of those teams that something really pops. And that's it happens more with those teams than it does with other teams.
And like that was like Nagy with Trubisky, right? I don't know if that was Nagy's first year when they went 12.
It was his first year, 12-4, 2018. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Trubisky's second year, right?
Yeah. It was the merging of. Yes, Trubisky went 5-11 with John Fox the year before, started 12 games. So,
Glennon lost a bunch of those games also early in the season, if I remember.
Like a month's worth. Yeah.
absolutely ridiculous. Do a little bit more on the Bears on the other side and what they need. Then we'll touch on the Raiders and McDaniels and the Vikings if they do indeed hire Jim Harbaugh.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more, Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Oh, this sounds like another new track. Jake, bring it up. This is the best one.
This is another Impossible production. What are they saying?
I almost don't want to know. All right, now what happens? Oh, I really like this. I could do without like the DJ like announcing himself.
Space,
like
female space robot voice. Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, the production. Yeah, like that's. It's like anytime there's like a hip hop song and like the beat, the guy who made the beat like puts something right at the beginning for it. There's like a couple of really recognizable ones for that. And there's like you didn't watch the show Dave, right? You never.
No.
Never saw the season one.
But I'm familiar with what you're talking about.
So like L's.
Like DJ Mustard is Mustard on the beat.
Yeah. So like yeah.
There's many
So like DJ L's is his producer. L's is his producer on the show. And like there's like a part of an episode is concerned entirely with like giving attribution basically to like the people who had the beats at the start. And then at the end of the season in the finale, he's like this like crescendo he goes on, like a morning show. And he goes like L's made the beat, and like Charlamagne the God in the background is who the hell's L's?
I used to go to this, it's gonna sound really pretentious, but it's actually not at all. I think it was called like a yacht club, but it was not like actually this in the slightest. Called on Long Island in New York, a place called Bridgeview. And they would have like under 21 night, and I was 21 at the time, but like a couple of my buddies were not. They were like two or three years younger than me. And we used to go to Bridgeview under 21 night. And it was like basically like a club, like on like a yacht, basically. It was not like a yacht club, but it was a bunch like I have no money. So like at the time, so it was
like 18 to 21 year olds, basically.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to make it seem like this was like some like pretentious gathering at Bridgeview. So anyway, they were throwing CDs out, like literally like the DJ on stage was tossing CDs.
Throwing CDs. Throwing
CDs into the crowd. The DJ was DJ SL. I have no idea who DJ SL is, but one of my friends, the CD hit him right in the forehead and busted him open. He was like bleeding profusely. So anyway, I remember that, and then listening to the DJ SL CD. And you guys, it was R. Kelly and I think Yeezy and Waddell. I think like this Spanish group. And the name of the song was "Burn It Up." Girl, make you run like the roof is on fire.
Okay.
Burn it up. The way you dance, you are my one desire. Anyone know the song?
So I know.
Hot, you're on fire.
Tyler knows it, clearly.
Yeah. One song, one song ends, and then you hear DJ SL, DJ SL, DJ SL, and it goes right into, and I just remember thinking, like, this is perfect. Like, good job, DJ SL.
DJ SL, DJ SL.
That was it. Like, it was like DJ SL didn't produce the R. Kelly song.
Right. Like, he had nothing to do with it. He just blended the two songs together, which could be done with like minimal equipment and producing. He just run two songs together. We need to have like our own drops.
DJ SL.
Yeah, like when you do your reset, when you like we like welcome in a guest, we do like a couple minutes and you do your reset. It's just like Nick Costos. Let me go with the second part of the interview.
It's like, but we could actually like have some fun with that though.
What would our DJ names be?
I don't know if it would be like DJ names, but it would be like I would want the guy that does Hot 97 to do it.
They like they have like the horn too, the Funkmaster Flex horn.
But it'd be like Costos and Wager Tape.
Prop King Productions.
Like I actually think there's something to this. Tyler, what do you think?
I like that we glossed over. your friend getting hit in the head with a CD and bleeding.
Well, the least interesting part.
What CD did you get hit by? I got hit by DJ SL.
it was DJ SL. DJ SL. Oh, I wish I still had this. I wonder what DJ SL's doing right now.
I mean, you think he's DJing?
Here's my guess. Wherever he is, he's almost certainly not wearing a mask.
He probably is not vaccinated and doesn't believe in such things.
DJ SL is definitely unvaccinated.
DJ SL is a musical artist.
He's real?
I'm looking at DJ SL like pages right now.
Okay.
I have like a YouTube page. Here's the thing. I'm going to guess there's more than one because it's literally two initials. Like, there's probably a lot of DJ SLs.
Well, search like maybe he's from New York. Like, you could be like locally, like by.
Okay, here's something tempting.
Scott says DJSL Ecuadorian Prince on Instagram. Maybe DJSL's Ecuadorian.
That's possible. There's a DJSL that's featured on The Knot as a DJ for weddings.
Where? Like Boston? Weddings where? Like in the Northeast? Oh, that could be DJSL.
He's an electrifying, totally unique alternative to the typical party DJ.
Well, I have no idea if that's true. Because the DJ SL CD was basically like hip hop's like hottest hits, with DJ SL screamed in between the songs. It was like his songs.
Right. I mean, seems to be featured in a number of places. I'm going to guess there's a lot of DJ SLs. So who knows if we can get to the bottom of this one? Seems like there's a lot of them.
Tyler, what do you think like our drop should be?
It's got to be something. There's got to have a ton of explosions and like sirens. Like, you know how Funkmaster Flex goes, Funkmaster Flex. And
Tyler, has to, like, Tyler, I grew up in Queens. I am very familiar.
We also just did the horn. Flex. We also just literally did that on the air.
Got to be like, you better, you Ben, and like sirens, horns, and all this. Yeah, like that. We need all that. Yeah.
But no, would it be Nick and Ken, or would it have to be something cooler than just our like very boring first names?
Yeah, it can't be just Nick and Ken. We got to spice this up a little bit.
It's a homework assignment for the crew.
So our most used nicknames are Prop King and Locky Lockerson, right?
Yeah.
We call it like Prop and Lock.
Oh, Prop man. And Lock. That's actually really strong.
Prop and Lock.
stop Prop and Lock.
Prop and Lock.
No, we need like the jail cell like closing sound effect that Akon would use. Like, Prop and Lock. Boom.
I'm locked up, music.
I see you winding and grinding up on the floor.
Prop and lock.
I want to bet it.
Yeah, man. Prop All right, we got to the bottom of that one.
Prop and lock is really strong.
Prop and lock. Let's do it.
Prop and lock is pretty good. Prop and lock, we might have to roll with that here.
Feel pretty good. I think I solved it. I don't know if I have a lot else to offer here.
All right. So the last thing story I tell. The first time I heard Diamonds, Kanye, right? Diamonds is a Kanye song. They won't leave in the night. But no, the Jay-Z remix.
Okay.
So Diamonds comes out first, and we had a friend whose name was Dennis, and we used to call him Trevor for some reason, and we turned... Just because we felt like he was like a Trevor. And we made his fantasy team name had to be Diamonds R for Trevor. And his name was not Trevor.
Love it. Perfect.
So the first time I heard the Jay-Z remix, which was absolutely epic, I was driving in the city with my buddy Andrew, and Funkmaster Flex played the Jay-Z verse, like the first like 10 seconds of it, like 30 times in a row. He just kept bringing it back with bomb sound.
Yeah, those are the best Funkmaster Flex segments by far, by the way.
Like Jay-Z would be like, I got it from here, yay, damn. Yeah. I got it from here, yay, damn. Funkmaster Flex Knife. Funkmaster Flex Knife. I got it from here, yay, damn.
He did that with, I'm trying to think of like the most memorable one of those. So when Kanye and Jay-Z released, what was it? Watch the Throne. Was that the album they did together? Otis? Was that the song
was the first single?
The first single. When he played that, it was honestly like a 19 minute playing of the song.
It? I was going to say, because like he would
at in each of like the, I like, I think it was the Jay-Z opening verse, in each of the single lyrics, he basically points out like, how above everyone the lyrics are, and like mocks everyone and insults them. Like none of you are doing this. Like none of you. He's talking about you.
And breaking up each sentence is a sound drop of his own name with bomb sound effects. Be like, and all of you, you all suck. Funk, 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 master flex night. Funk, master flex night.
Prop and lock.
That's like, that's the reset that happens. Like in between questions, like with Matt Moore, Matt's like, and that's why I want to bet the Bulls to win the Central Division. Prop and lock. Next up, Matt. Prop and lock.
Anyway, let's talk about the Raptors.
Should we talk? I mean, we have a lot of time here to talk about the Raiders, I guess. They hired Josh McDaniels as their head coach.
They sure did.
He stunk in Denver.
Sure did.
And then he jilted the Colts at the altar.
Also did that.
Raiders win total last year, 7. They went over that, of course, going 10-7 and making the playoffs like a miracle run at the end of the season. But I did some reading on this. Raiders players apparently very unhappy with Rich Bisaccia not getting the job.
Oh. Sounds like a delightful setup for McDaniels to walk into.
He's a Rich Bisaccia, and he's going to get a pest over.
And he's a and he's a not going to win.
And he's going to find a new team. So Josh McDaniels is the new head coach in Vegas. Derek Carr, probably going to be the quarterback, you would think, unless they pull off some like blockbuster move. Thoughts on the Raiders here in a loaded division, of course. Maybe Rodgers going to Denver. We'll see. But we know that Mahomes is going to be back, and we know that Herbert's going to be there for the Chargers.
It's impossible you get a high number on this. I mean, just the division makes it impossible. So the 4 years that Gruden was head coach, the win total for the rate, and bear in mind, like, remember this is the Mahomes era. Yeah, like, this is the Mahomes era, basically. And the Broncos were always, like, slightly above average during this era, basically. The Chargers didn't have Herbert, but they obviously were still good early on in this time. 7.5, 6, 7.5, and then 7 last year. How do you not just get in something in that? I mean, you're going to get something in that range for sure, no matter who Denver gets to play quarterback. And if they get Rodgers, like, forget about it. I mean, you're going to have like 6.5 to work with probably in that situation. It's like not even a commentary on the Raiders. That's the best part. It's like nothing to do with them almost. They're an average team placed among teams that are way above average. And so they're going to be rated like that because they play those teams 6 times. Yeah, I mean, like 7 again. Why wouldn't you run it back? Like the division's only going to get better probably depending on who Denver gets.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think that whoever that gets better than Bridgewater and Locke.
And like, I'm not
Bridge and Locke.
McDaniel's year one head coach with Carr. There's no way I'm bending over on that number.
Yeah, Josh McDaniels might just, well, it depends. Like, how much cheating is he doing?
Well, the Belichick tree, too.
But maybe, like, is he videotaping practices? Hour one done, hour two for you on the other side. We'll talk NBA with Matt Moore. Prop and Locke.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.